Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. My name is Scott Ferris, and the story continues. So the legacy of the Ferris family is that we were one of the earliest settlers of Bloomington. We came here from South Carolina. We're Scotch-Irish, like a lot of folks, the earliest settlers of the community. My great-great-great-grandfather was a religious person. He was the first pastor, but he was also a farmer and an educator. And he did take and tutor students in mathematics at Indiana University. His kids went on to be ministers as well. Four of his kids graduated from Indiana University when it was a seminary back in the 1850s and 60s. So going back and talking about James Ferris when he first came to Bloomington, they lived up on Blair Farm, which is up on the west side. And if you study the history of Bloomington, that's one of those areas that's a historic landmark. He lived in a log cabin up there, and he was given an opportunity primarily because of the money that he was able to take and save as a principal in the Pendleton Academy down in South Carolina. He acquired 160 acres, and they were called school auctions back in the day. This was to raise money for the school system, and that 160 acres is where the IU Sports Complex is today, the Assembly Hall, the stadium, and the other sports-related facilities in that area. My great-great-great-grandfather, James Ferris, and then subsequent generations for almost 129 years farmed that property, and we sold it to the university in the 1950s. The Herman B. Wells, when he was president of Indiana University, for those folks who remember the IU history, we were running out of space with the old field house, and there was no place to go, and that was premier land right next to the university. And for years, Herman B. Wells had eyes on it, and eventually the university went after that. James Ferris was a scholar. He was an educator, a farmer, a reformer, first pastor of the Reformed Presbyterian Church here in Bloomington, which is on First and Lincoln. It's still there today. And he was a mathematician. He tutored various folks at IU at the time. One in particular was Joseph Wright, who is Wright Quad, who became the governor and a U.S. senator down the road. The Ferris Farm, which faced Dunn, 17th Street, Fee Lane, and Matlock Road, which is the bypass, they grew all sorts of crops and cattle and milk cows and the like, and actually supplied milk to Johnson's Creamery back in the day and to Ferris Brothers Meat Market. Ferris Brothers Meat Market was my grandfather and two of his brothers, and they acquired the market from the, and these are some old Bloomington names, you had the Henkel family and you had the Sayre family, and this is about 1923. I do believe that members of my family worked in those businesses before they bought it. The Ferris Market didn't come into being until, I think, 1923. And my grandfather and his brothers had it for any number of years, and then my father came back from World War II, and this is Charles Bud Ferris. He took over the market and renamed it Ferris Market, and he stayed in that market until the day he died, literally. Some of you might remember him. He was in city politics for 25 years, and he was the first president of the City Council of Bloomington when it became a second-class city. The Ferris family has over five generations of IU graduates. We had the first female graduate in 1925, and that legacy was continued after a period of time when the Ferris Market was created, and it was passed on to my father. And what we found is that Bloomington is a great community. If my kids and grandkids locate back to Bloomington, we'll actually have a seventh and eighth generation of Ferris in the community. And that's about it. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.